Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 29, I think.
Yes, it's
Yes,
29.
I know. It's crazy. I'm Dina.
Millie.
And today's episode is all about jazz. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at head underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit the follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
So I have some news because I got some flack for our soundtrack episode.
Why? What?
Well, because I have a superhero. I actually have a superhero. Remember you asked me, don't you have a superhero?
Yeah.
I do. It's Bruce Banner. It's the Hulk.
Come on. Actually, I have a funny story about that, but continue your thought and I'll tell you.
Well, like someone's like, how could you not have a superhero? I'm like, I'm sure I do. And then I thought about it. You like the brood, I like the rage. I think I have to go with the Hulk. I go with the
So, funny story. Speaking of Marvel and the whole Marvel universe, Chris and I were watching. I thought I had seen all of the Marvel universe things, where they like all come together and like try to save the world. Okay, so two parts to this. Number one, if I had the power of all five stones, I too would randomly eliminate people from the earth. We're overpopulating. Why is he such a bad guy? Thanos, that's his name. Why is Thanos the bad guy? Like, you know what I mean? He's not doing it deliberately. He's not picking and choosing. He's like, this is going to be random. Anyways. So we're watching one of the last ones of this thing, the whatever, I forgot what it's called even. And I was like to Chris, I was like, oh, you kind of remind me of like this Marvel hero and this Marvel hero, like if they had a mashup. He's like, yeah, I guess I could see that. And then I was like, oh, cool, okay. Like, who do I remind you of? And he's like, nobody, none of them. And I was like, wait, what? And he's
You're
like,
too cool for any of them.
no, he's like, you're the first person to say, if anything catastrophic happens, I'm going out. Like, I'm not dealing with
And we're
it.
not dealing with any of it, of
No,
course.
he's like, these characters run into the storm. And I was like, okay, so like not Iron Man. And he's like, no, that guy's like a genius. I was like, okay, thanks. He's like, no, smarter than anybody in the entire world. This is just getting worse and worse. And then I'm
I
like,
mean, I don't, do you relate to any of the heroes? I don't
Bruce
think I
Banner's
do.
rage. Yeah, his rage I do. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like I can totally like when he gets green, I get it. I don't,
I
you
mean,
know.
don't we all though? Like,
Yeah, we all see green instead
we
of
all
red.
see,
Ha ha ha.
yeah, I may get
Get
it.
Anyways, so
Oh
clearly
gosh.
I'm not a hero, but that's okay. Never,
I
I
think,
guess.
well, I villains are cooler, I think. But I don't think you're a villain either.
But I totally
So.
am. I would totally like again, I don't see Thanos as the issue.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's helping us out. He's not picking certain people out. It's all at random. He wants to
Right.
save the planet. And sometimes you have to do a little harm for the overall good. I'm
Good.
sorry, Thanos, come
Absolutely.
on.
I agree. I
Yeah.
agree with you.
Anyways.
Oh, I do have a music question for you.
Okay.
Because so Dina and I tend to save our conversations and thoughts about music for the pod.
Yeah.
Sorry guys if my voice is a little like crappy. I've just gotten over a really bad flu, but I have the Phoebe Buffay going on, like my friend Lanny would say. I have a question for you because I am curious about your answer. I had
Yeah.
lunch with my friend Jay,
Yeah.
and he asked me, do you still listen to the same music you used to listen to in high school?
Ooh.
Because he said, I loved The Clash in high school, but I don't listen to The Clash now. And I told him, well, I listened to the Wu-Tang Clan in high school, and I listen to Wu-Tang to this day, and Beastie Boys. But I get what he's trying to say. Like, I loved grunge in high school, and I loved Alice in Chains, but I don't listen to them much anymore. Or maybe like in elementary school, I liked Motley Crue, I like some hair metal, and I
Right.
just don't listen to it anymore. So I was wondering, I'm like, okay, what would Dina's response be? Like, is there any band or group or any artist that remained with you or has fallen away throughout the years?
I think That's actually really funny because I was thinking about this the other day, and I would have to say for me, it's maybe Rage Against the Machine, and I'm a pretty diehard fan. And even up until a couple of years ago, I think I was really like they were my top played artist on the Spotify end of year statistics. But I think something about like their concert and finally getting tickets, and then the pandemic happening, and then it being postponed, and then everything being canceled. I kind of was just like, whatever. I love them. I still love their music. I love the message. But I feel like there's so much music out there. It's hard to just kind of stick to what I listened to in high school.
School,
But
right?
I do find that the stuff that was on the radio in middle school and high school, I'm definitely listening to more now. It's very nostalgic.
Really?
Like
Okay,
Tug of
that's
War
that's
Sprocket, Alice in Chains,
Chains,
Stone
really?
Temple Pilots. Like I'm really having like a throwback moment.
I had the same throwback moment. That's so funny that you said that. I had the same throwback moment with Stone Temple Pilots
Yeah, they're
recently,
great.
actually. They're
They're
great.
great.
Oh, that was, I mean, I was just curious because I'm like, do we listen to the same thing?
I don't think so. I think the majority of us kind of like we go in waves, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. All right, so back to
Jazz.
regular jazz. All right, why do you love jazz? I gotta know.
I love jazz because I think that like every musical genre, it can span so many different, I think, subgenres, but there's only so much you can push, I think. Some musical categories, but I feel jazz is always kind of flexible. I think that's why I really, really like it a lot. It's flexible and it always sounds like it was recorded either 50 years ago or yesterday. I feel like
Right.
it's timeless.
It is. It is. It really revolutionized the way musicians use their instruments.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have to admit, jazz is a genre that didn't come easy to me at all. Like I had to learn and grow to love it because it is complex, but it's also fresh and innovative. And I actually discovered a lot of jazz music through hip hop samples, which I love because there's so many different styles of jazz and you're able to explore so much that it's just never ending. And can you imagine going back to 1920s during the jazz age, just being alive at that time?
Oh, that would have
Like
been insane.
it would have been insane. Like these musicians, like they were truly like the punk rockers of that time because they were breaking all these rules.
Yeah. And
I mean,
rising hemlines and changing tempos. There you go.
yeah, it was wild. It was absolutely wild.
So,
Yeah,
okay.
what a time.
Right. So let's get into our picks, Millie. What's up?
Okay, so my first pick is Laurent's Dance by Idris Muhammad off his album Power of Soul, 1974. And before anybody says anything, this is a jazz album. Idris Muhammad is a jazz drummer and band leader from New Orleans. And this is an extraordinary piece of music. The song is 10 minutes long. It's absolutely stunning. To me, this whole album is just perfect. There are only four tracks on the record, and the entire record is about 30 minutes long, and I guarantee you will cry. I would love to have this on vinyl. I just love this song, and I think it makes a good intro to our
Yeah.
playlist. That's why, like, it had to go first. Next is track A, Solo Dancer by Charles Mingus, off the album The Black Saint and Sinner Lady, 1963. Mingus, to me, he's just sexy to me. I absolutely adore him. He's a bassist, a pianist, composer, and band leader from Arizona, and is known to be one of the greatest jazz musicians and composer in history. And this album, The Black Saint and the Sinner Lady, is considered to be one of the best jazz albums records ever. There are only four tracks, all written by Mingus, and it consists of a single continuous composition, and it was written as a ballet, which I really love. Solo Dancer is my favorite track because I just love how it builds and escalates. It's a very, very intense album. This is a very intense song, and what I love is that you could see the movement. You could see movement, like, just by hearing it. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to explain, but I just love it. I love, love, love it. And the cover art is really amazing. There's a line from a poem that Mingus wrote, I believe. He wrote poetry, and he's also a writer, which is really fitting. And it says, "Touch my beloved's thought while her world's affluence crumbles at my feet." And I thought that was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Guys, where are the guys writing poetry for women? Come on.
You know what? Generally,
can we bring that back? Like,
generally speaking, it's not the kind of poetry that Mingus writes. You know, Mingus was Mingus, and that's it.
Like, yeah, I know. Can we get him to write poems for us?
Yeah, from the grave.
From the grave. Amazing. All right. Next is Second BS, again by Charles Mingus, off the album Mingus, 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 5 Mingus, 1964. The song was previously recorded in the 50s, and the original title was the Haitian fight song for the album The Clown, which is a much longer version. This version is shorter, and I quite prefer it. Mm-hmm. Next is Contraste by Dizzy Gillespie off the album Afro, 1954. And you know I had to bust out the Afro-Cuban jazz.
You got to represent. Listen.
I got to represent. Yeah. Dizzy Gillespie, obviously trumpet virtuoso from South Carolina and one of the most exciting musicians that ever lived. This entire album is just insane. Listen to it. Listen to the whole thing. It's just chef's kiss. Next is Tanga by Machito, 1942. He was born Francisco Raul Gutierrez Grillo, and he is a Latin jazz musician from Havana, Cuba, and one of the first artists to fuse Afro-Cuban rhythms with jazz improvisation. Mm. And his instrument of choice was the maracas. Mm. So apparently this song might have been the first Latin jazz song ever, and he is known as the father of Latin jazz.
Nice.
Next is Street Woman by Ornette Coleman off the album Science Fiction, 1971. Really intense album, really intense song. And at first, I really didn't know what to make of it. Like, there's a baby crying in one of the tracks. It's really genius, but I didn't know how to take it in. So it's one of those albums that you have to listen to several times, you know, and I've never heard anything like it. And his genre is free jazz or avant-garde jazz. And he's all about experimentation and improvisation. I find it kind of fascinating that not all jazz musicians were impressed by his music.
Yeah.
You know, although Mingus was quoted saying that his work was organized disorganization.
Yeah.
Or playing wrong right. And I just love that quote.
Yeah.
Apparently Miles Davis wasn't a fan of his, allegedly. But Dina spoke about The Shape of Jazz to Come, 1959, in a previous episode, and yeah, we both highly recommend that album.
Yeah.
And this album is incredible science fiction.
And I think what's interesting about The Shape of Jazz to Come is decades later, the band Refused from, I think it's Sweden, they put out The Shape of Punk to Come, I think, and that was just very, because it was kind of also like freeform punk
record. Yes.
So I think just, you know, the influence of Ornette Coleman, of course, people didn't really understand him maybe at the time, but his, and unfortunately, like, you know, sometimes we don't understand somebody's art until years later when we're more developed as a people.
So, yes.
So I'm trying to be more open-minded and not as judgmental with some things that come out.
Yeah. And probably like, let's say Miles Davis' genius wasn't Mingus' genius.
It's just different. Yeah.
It's just different. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course they had their like attitudes and egos and that was, you know, like whatever. But no, I'm so happy that we get to enjoy all three of them.
You know, yeah, I mean? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up is Little Sunflower by Dorothy Ashby off of the album Afro Harping from 1968. This has to be my favorite jazz album, along with Afro from Dizzy Gillespie. I love every single song on this album. It was difficult just to pick one. And of course, I love it because there's soul and funk along with the jazz. And Dorothy Ashby is a jazz harpist, singer, and composer from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. Yay.
Yes. Next up is the Sick Rose, which I am. I'm the Sick Rose currently. The Sick Rose by...
It's cute.
Well, I mean, I am. By David Axelrod off the album Songs of Experience 1969. I talk about David Axelrod way too much. I know that. But I could not exclude him because he is jazz. Yeah. He is a composer, producer known for jazz fusion. And no, never inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just saying.
But nobody good ever is. You know what I'm saying? Not that
nobody freaking good ever is. Like, come on.
Who are inducted are not good, but you know, it's politics.
Oh, it is. It is politics and everything.
Everything.
Okay. Next is Eugene's Lament from Beastie Boys off of Ill Communication 1994. And yes, this track is jazz. And I've never heard the violin played like that. The violinist is Eugene Gore, who is a composer and a friend of the Beasties. Really cool, out of left field instrument. I mean, no, not really, because they have killer instrumentals in their track, in their albums.
They do.
But this one is kind of creepy. And it's really, it's just wild to me. Next is Triangle from Bad, Bad, Not Good, off of the album Third in 2014 it was released. They are a jazz and instrumental hip-hop trio from Canada, mostly known for their jazz hip-hop interpretations. And speaking of the Wu-Tang Clan, they have a collab album with Ghostface Killah called Sour Soul, which I highly recommend if you're into rap, you know, in hip-hop. I'll include one of the tracks, one of the instrumental tracks on the playlist. Triangle is definitely my favorite track off this record. They have other albums that are just as incredible. Four is really good as well.
They're one of my favorites.
But they're great. There's no duds.
Yeah, no, no.
There's no duds. Every song, it's one of those set it and forget it type albums you just play.
Yeah.
And you could get lost in it. It's really good. It's just a really good album.
Yeah.
Baby's Gone by Bobby Humphries off the album Blacks and Blues, 1999. Bobby Humphries is a jazz flautist and singer who plays jazz fusion, funk, and soul jazz. Humphries' playing was improvised for the entire album, which I thought was really, really cool. There's some vocals on this track. I don't know if that is that cheating.
No.
But what can we do? I also recommend her Satin Doll album. Great. Maya Ahmed Malek, who was an Algerian musician and film composer, known primarily for combining Arabic tradition with jazz, psychedelic rock, and R&B. And this is a compilation album that was released by Habibi Funk in 2016. Mm-hmm. Incredible album. Mm-hmm. You would love this. This is...
It's on my list. And I have the...
Habibi get out!
No, I'm serious. And I have actually a couple of the... I have some artists repeated on my list, but no, I have a couple of Habibi Funk records.
Yes, great. Yeah. Okay.
I
figured you would.
Yeah.
I figured you would.
And I have a sweater.
You do? I want one.
I'll have to send you the link. It's really cute.
Oh gosh, I want one. I've always wanted their merch.
Yeah, it's great.
They have good merch.
They do. They really, really do.
They really do. Guys, check out Habibi Funk.
So it started off, it's this guy from like Germany or something, and he just kind of discovered all of these amazing North African and African musicians from like the 60s and 70s. Like, I think that's primarily the bulk of their this record label's compilation music. That's like the decades where it comes from.
Right.
And yeah, like, you will not be disappointed.
Ever. Check out, go follow them on, if you're into music, go follow them on Instagram. It kind of gives you an idea of what they're about.
Yeah.
And they're artists, and you have music on there too.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Next up is Stop Over Bombay by Alice Coltrane off the album, and I know I'm going to mispronounce this, Journey in Satchidananda, 1971. Alice Coltrane is a musician, composer, band leader, and she was married to John Coltrane in the 1960s. She's a pianist, harpist, and known for spiritual jazz. I highly recommend this album because it's nothing like I've ever experienced. There's only 5 tracks, but each one is truly magical. Perfect if you're going on a spiritual journey, I guess.
Yeah.
Potbelly by Lou Donaldson off of Pretty Things 1970. He's a saxophonist and composer from North Carolina. And this is one of these breakbeat discoveries, and it's probably been sampled a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Nightmare by Artie Shaw. And I have to mention Artie Shaw, 1936. He is a band leader, composer, clarinet player. I think I have 2 of his albums, and I really enjoy his music. My mom loves Begin the Begin.
I love that song.
And his version is really beautiful. I mean, he's big band, but he's considered swing and jazz, and apparently the Mick Jagger of his day.
I mean, he was cute. He was really cute.
He is a very sexy man. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of Ava Gardner, and Artie Shaw was one of her husbands. And she told very interesting stories about him in her memoir.
Oh.
Not all nice things, but the one thing she did say about him, which I made note of, is that he was actually one of the first band leaders, or the first band leader, to have Black musicians in his band. Mm. And Black vocalists. Billie Holiday sang with him.
Mm.
And there was one incident, apparently, that she was present for, that one of his trumpeteers, which was Roy Eldridge, who is known as Little Jazz, highly influenced Dizzy Gillespie. They had a gig in a jazz club, and the owner would not let Roy Eldridge in because he was Black.
Uh-huh.
And Artie Shaw apparently lost his shit and said, "You don't let him in, we're leaving." Like, he got violent.
Good.
They did let him in. So good for Artie Shaw.
Yeah, even though he doesn't look the cutest with a clarinet, but he's cute with, you know, I appreciate his talent.
Well, you know what? I think the clarinet is kind of hot.
You think Kenny G's hot? Is that what you're
saying?
Why
not? The clarinet is not a bad instrument.
The clarinet with his hair?
No, the hair is a problem, Dina. But
I mean, the hair is a problem.
I said Artie Shaw. I didn't say. Oh, okay. I said Artie Shaw. I didn't say Kenny G.
No, but doesn't Kenny G play like a tenor clarinet? Wait, what does he play, Kenny G? What does he play, Kenny G? What do you? What do you play, Kenny G? Yeah. Oh, smooth jazz saxophonist. Never mind.
It's not the clarinet. It's the saxophone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, saxophone. Anyways, sticking things in their mouth. Anyways.
Well, Artie Shaw was very, very handsome man.
He was handsome.
He was married to Lana Turner, too. He had quite a few wives.
What do they say? Like, yeah, I mean, you know, musicians.
What can we do? All of them.
What can we do? They get the chicks.
They do. They really do.
The chicks.
They do. Apparently, he got a lot of chicks in his day.
That clarinet.
That'll do it. That'll do it for me, right? oh, I'm gonna be cheeky and add one more.
Okay.
When I Fall in Love by the Bill Evans Trio for you piano lovers out there.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
That's it for my list.
Okay. I have the first one for me is Let Us Go Into the House of the Lord by Lonnie Liston Smith, The Cosmic Echoes, off of the 1973 album Astral Traveling. This is a gorgeous, lush, full sound. It's like a cool orchestra meeting acid jazz. The whole record is the best trip of your life. It is truly amazing. My next pick, sticking with the astral theme, is Astral Traveling by Pharoah Sanders from 1971's album Thumbie. He actually passed away. It'll be a year. He passed away last September 2022 and was like legendary within the genre. And he's known for his Sheets of Sounds, and which Sheets of Sounds are, it was a term coined in 1958 by jazz critic Ira Gilter to describe the new unique improvisational style of John Coltrane. And basically, it's just kind of like the way Coltrane played. And then obviously this came out in 71. So he was influenced obviously by Coltrane. It was wonderful. And this is a song that's really good to listen to in headphones because the instruments and notes transition from one speaker to another in your ears. And it just sounds amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have Lonely Woman by Ornette Coleman off of 1959's The Shape of Jazz to Come. The trumpets really send me, like, again, best with headphones so you can get the full experience. And you have kind of each trumpet player playing in like the right ear and the left ear at the same time. It is so amazing.
It's such a good album.
God, it's a great album. Ornette
Yeah.
Coleman, honestly, thank you. Thank you for
Yeah.
this. Like, seriously. The bass and drums are beautifully minimal, but they still hold their ground. And I can't get enough of this song. So I found an interview. Jacques Derrida was interviewing Coleman, and he spoke of the original composition, saying, "Before becoming a musician, when I worked at in a big department store one day during my lunch break, I came across a gallery where someone had painted a very rich white woman who had absolutely everything that you could desire in life, and she had the most solitary expression in the world. I had never been confronted with such solitude, and when I got back home, I wrote a piece that I called Lonely Woman." So
Oh.
money cannot buy you happiness, but jazz is always happiness. So the next song is Armé Guiné, Bembeya Jazz National, and I'm sorry for butchering the title, off of 1968's Grand Tierce musical. This is an ode to the liberation of Guinea. And it's Bembeya Jazz National was a significant band in the Ghanaian music history, which is kind of incredible. It's a very positive, uplifting song about, independence, and it's just so good. Next one is Mystic Brew by Ronnie Foster, off of 1972's Two-Headed Freep. This is like the coolest song you're ever gonna hear in your life. It is so beyond cool. Like, imagine the coolest person you know. And this is what is playing when they like walk into a room. That's it. It's
Oh, I
just
love
amazing.
that.
Yeah. It's so good. As a matter of fact, it's been sampled in 32 songs. The most notable are Electric Relaxation by Tribe Called Quest, Forbidden Fruit, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, and Mystic Bounce Madlib. Because
Yeah.
Madlib worked in tandem with Blue Note Records to put out a compilation record where he mixed and produced stuff back in like 2000, 2001. And this was one of the songs. So he
Yeah,
had
when you
like
hear it over and over.
so good.
Yeah, you
The
can't miss
next,
it.
no. And the thing is like, I also recommend the Madlib record because he had access to all the archives. So in between the songs, you have, or like as the song is transitioning, you have kind of interviews with the band members, the artists' wives. It's a really, really, really great record. The next is Nightbird by the Fabulous Three. So this band was a brainchild of producers Jeff Dynamite and Leon Michaels from L. Michaels Affair, which I love L. Michaels Affair. So, so,
Love
so
them
good.
so
So
much.
good. Oh. Theater
Ugh.
sessions often featured a number of key players from the East Coast soul scene. They only had a few recordings, and they're around in like the 90s and 2000s, but this sounds like something that was maybe put out in the 60s, but it was put out 20 years ago. But
Yeah.
just an incredible record, incredible band. We're very lucky that we have like access to this. Next is Wander by Idris Muhammad. It's 11 minutes of jazz bliss, and this is what I would consider to be like pure jazz. This isn't Afro jazz, this isn't experimental, this is like jazz, straight up jazz. So again, if you want to just, if it's like your intro and you want to get into jazz, I think this is a good place to start. The next is Nomad Slang by Ibrahim Maalouf off of the 2013 Illusions album. Maalouf is a French Lebanese trumpeter, producer, arranger, and composer, and he's the first Lebanese instrumentalist to be nominated for a Grammy. The opening is a fascinating bass line that's accompanied by beautiful drum work. So it's very modern. It's very beautiful. Got to represent, the Middle East here. So, I had to put some, I had to sneak
Of
it
course, absolutely.
in. Next is La Cote by Ahmed Malik, because, why not overlap with Millie? Again, you'll find this on the Habibi Funk compilation album, but this will also be on our playlist. Next is Birds Lament by Moondog off of the self-titled 1969 album Moondog, one of my all-time favorite songs. And Louis Hardin, aka Moondog, was a blind composer and musician, and he was regarded as an eccentric, known for him standing on the street corner in New York dressed in a homemade Viking costume. And the album contributed significantly to his reputation as a serious composer. So he was kind of like zany and amazing. And I like this again, all of these artists on here, I think when I first heard them, my mind kind of melted because it was such an important discovery for me. So again, this is another one of those musicians where I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting the opportunity to listen to this. Like,
Yeah.
this is insane. So feel very fortunate. Next is Yegele Tezeta by Mulatu Astatke. And he's an Ethiopian musician, a legend. The whole record is amazing. He's considered the father of Ethio jazz. And it's funny because his family sent him to Wales during the 50s to become an engineer. And instead, he started his education near Wrexham before earning a degree in music through studies at the Trinity College of Music in London. So his family, like every good old family, is like, no, go to London, become an engineer, come back home. And he's like, yeah, I'm good.
No,
I'm here and
yeah.
you can't touch me. So I'm just going to do
I'm
music.
gonna do what I want to do.
I'm going to do what
Exactly.
I want, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Next is Montera by Bobby Hutcherson from the 1975 album Montera. Again, incredible musician, legend in the scene. Highly recommend this album, and the song is beautiful. Next is The Awakening by Ahmad Jamal Trio from 1970's The Awakening album. Again, like another, I just, they're all amazing musicians. Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I'm just so impressed. I can't, like, I don't have the language sometimes to communicate like how much I love them, but just a beautiful, beautiful, God, just a beautiful record.
Yeah.
Next is more modern. It's Change of the Guard, Kamasi Washington. He's a jazz saxophonist and he's the founding member of a jazz collective called West Coast Get Down.
Nice.
Next is Numero Uno by Tardo Hammer Trio. And last is Jazz is for Ordinary People, Berlioz, which is kind of like jazz, electric, fusion. I was gonna put more on here, but I was like, no, this is okay. I'll just kind of keep it jazz.
This is going to be a major playlist.
Oh
I'll
my
tell
God,
you
it's gonna be
that.
so good.
It's
But
going to be
I,
really good and
so,
long. It's
yes.
going to be amazing.
So Millie and I, a few weeks ago, we both were asking people. I put up a question on my Instagram and Millie asked about who other people like as jazz, who are their go-to artists or songs. And we got some answers. And Millie, you want to go first?
Okay, so I have a few. My friend Chanel, hey Shay, a makeup lover like me, also music lover like me. She gave me "As Time Goes By" Dooley Wilson.
Okay.
My friend Jay, "Salt Peanuts" by Dizzy Gillespie, 1942.
Nice.
And when he said that, I immediately flash back to being 10 years old because I have a feeling this was actually the very first jazz song I've ever heard.
Oh.
You remember this? Really fun song. Take Five. And he also suggested Take Five by the
Yeah.
Dave Brubeck Quartet, 1959, classic.
Yep.
So I asked my friend Kyle, who's a total jazz head, give me some of your faves. And he said he doesn't listen to jazz as individual songs. He likes to listen and consider the entire record.
Okay.
So he gave me a list of his favorites. First up is Peter Brotzmann, Die Like a Dog Quartet, the album Little Birds Have Fast Hearts. Next is Lee Morgan, The Sidewinder. Next is John Coltrane, Ascension. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, classic, so good.
Nice.
And another by Miles Davis, As Unserser pour la Chafoud. I believe that's how you say it. Pour le Chafoud. Herbie Mann, do the bossa nova with Herbie Mann. Dave Brubeck, Jazz Goes to College, and of course, Charles Mingus, Mingus. And that's my list. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a few. Alice Said on Broadway by George Benson.
Nice. Blair, I like that one.
Yeah, Blair Gave Me Two, Chick Corea by Spain, and Take Five by Dave Brubeck. Jules said Mingus, Kind of Blue, and Gets Gilberto. And then Katie mentioned artists Damon Locks, Irreversible Entanglement, and Earl Hines. And Blake said Midnight Special by Jimmy Smith. And then this wasn't, this was just a really nice comment that somebody named Jess Lynn Solis left me. And she's like, or they're like, nope, not a jazz head, but I love y'all's show and always check out the artists you all mention, which is like the nicest thing. I hope you enjoy. That's so nice, Jess. Thank you for being so sweet.
Thank you, Jess. That means the world to us. Yeah. You have no idea. That's why we're doing it. Yeah, thank you so
really,
much.
Really nice.
If we could spark your curiosity, you've just made our day. Thank you.
Honestly, that was just like, people are really nice.
Everybody that's been so supportive, thank you so much.
This is gonna sound so funny, but I forget that people other than you and I like listen to this.
We automatically assume, guys, that it's just me and Dina and literally four other people. Am I being generous by four other, or yeah, is it just are. Four in total? It's four in total.
It's just to me and you. No, we have people that listen. No, I can't say that we do, but I just,
that's not true. I say that this is the best time of the pod because we don't have a major following. It is really intimate. It's just us and a few people, we love it. And if we can inspire you to listen to a new group or a new artist, that's you've made our day. That's what we want to do.
Like, we love suggestions. We love checking out different shows, movies, books, kind of like anything that deals with music or requires music, or we're just, you know,
give us some ideas, guys. Like, let us know what you want to hear next time.
I think maybe this is the question that I'll post on my personal like Instagram, which is at Dina Sadok Deman, and you can, you know, find me through our Instagram at headphones_, but I think what I'm going to ask is like, what is a memory? Like, what is your favorite concert memory? Because
that'd be awesome. You
know, we all have one.
And then, like, if we have a good amount, we'll do that. We could turn that into an episode.
Yeah. Or we could just like leave it to kind of like the end of what depends. It depends. And you know,
I said, well, you know what? Ask it on your personal. Definitely ask it on headphones.
Yeah.
And let's see what we get. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Or your favorite music memory, you know?
Mm-hmm. 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 Was it like,
I'm always curious.
Out?
I'm always, yeah.
Like,
I'm honestly always curious to know what someone's first concert was.
Yeah.
You know,
it is surprising because it's like, did your parents take you? Were you into music more than your family? Like, you know, and I think the nice thing about music is just how you really do get to know somebody.
Yeah.
It's so personal.
Yeah. And it's how me and Dina connected, guys.
Hell yeah. outside
of those things like makeup and beauty and style.
We bonded.
Definitely.
And now it's for life. We're bonded for life. It's like,
now
for life.
Now you're stuck with me, babe. So
you and your cute, sick voice. I love it.
Gosh. Oh God. What'd you listen to today?
Actually, so I put on the jazz playlist that I made to create this episode. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on. I was in a ceramic studio and I sent it to a few people. They liked it. So I airdropped it to them, which was so nice to get that feedback.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Well, so if you guys want, like, obviously we're gonna have this playlist up, but I will, if you guys want, you can always reach out to me and send me a message on Instagram asking for the playlist that I created. But yeah, I could listen to jazz all the time. It's great.
I listen to Bad, Bad, Not Good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So speaking of jazz, the last song was Here and Now. I think it was released as a single.
Isn't Here and Now also a Luther Vandross song?
Yes, it is.
Here and
he
Now.
Does have a song. Yeah. Very different song, though.
Good song. I love
Luther,
it.
Luther was awesome. Are you Luther kidding?
So I ran into this TikTok account of somebody singing Luther, but in that one character from SpongeBob, the starfish, and his voice. I'll have to send it to you. It's so wacky.
Oh,
so wacky, but I'm like obsessed. I can't stop watching it when it comes on my timeline.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
I got to find the weird niche stuff, right?
I mean, we always tend to share goofy stuff on headphones.
Yeah,
so follow us there if you haven't already.
Thanks again for spending time with us this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.